I apologize to absolutely no one.
But if I got a warning, bro, I'm not gonna stay out here.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at noon today, the great Lorenzo Neal going to be joining us. Haven't talked to him in a little while. Looking forward to touching base with Lowe. And we're talking about the Niners. They beat the Chargers last night, 41-17.
Wow.
And a lot of positive signs from their young players. Kalon Black, 8 carries, 33 yards. A couple second effort runs that were impressive. Dejon Stribling's the guy, though. He's the guy that most fans are talking about as the young player that looks to be interesting. He had 4 receptions for 46 yards yesterday, and it looks like he can't help but have a role on this team this year.
Yeah, because there's a help wanted sign in the 49er wide receiver room, you know, and obviously, you got the veterans and Mike Evans, and hopefully he stays healthy. Deebo Samuel, I don't know what to make of him, but hopefully they all can help. But Black Stribling's down. It's not just the yards. It's just he just looks like he's been around here before. Like he just got some, throw me the ball, I'm going to catch it. And he, not only did he illustrate that with Brock Purdy early on a couple third downs, Matt Jones came in there with his laser arm and – Stribling, you know, picked up right where he left off. Like, I just like his catch radius, Donnie, and I could just see him making a big imprint. And I got to be careful here because I want to give Kyle more credit for what he's done at the wide receiver position, but it's kind of not paying dividends because of the situation with Ayuk. But we know Ayuk popped. And, Wes Oakland Holloway just got mad at me because I said Pearsall was dynamic. I said when he played, he made dynamic plays. We saw that, but he can't remain healthy. But now it looks like Stribling may be the next receiver that, you know, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch dubbed could help this team. Thus far in preseason, it looks like he has the goods.
So last night after the game, Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Chargers, was talking about Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan is synonymous with the 49ers. He may be more important to this team than Purdy or any player on the team. And so I just want you to take, because there's more to this than just what he says, because I want to get into just kind of the way Kyle Shanahan's talked about. But take a listen to what Jim Harbaugh said about Shanahan after the game last night.
When you look across the sideline at Kyle Shanahan and what he's been able to build in San Francisco, what type of coach do you see? What are some of the things that you admire?
Yeah, an elite coach. Proof's in the pudding. Done a tremendous job.
Proof is in the pudding, you know?
I think there's something about the way football people talk about Shanahan that's just different than the way they talk about some other people. And I think it plays into why a segment of 49er fans feel like Kyle Shanahan maybe is overpraised. And if I were to say this to you, how would you respond? And it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling.
Leroy.
It does feel to me like if you stacked up all the coaches in NFL history who have not won a Super Bowl, that Shanahan gets more of a benefit of the doubt despite not winning it than any of the other coaches who haven't won it. And I do think there's something about and even if all the accolades are right and he deserves them all, there's something about the way they talk about Shanahan, and it is almost as though he sort of gets elevated into a group of coaches that he hasn't officially joined yet, and that is Super Bowl champion coaches. And I think that's one of the things that may rub some 49er fans wrong. But 888-957-9570,
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. I feel like the way the national media and coaches talk about Shanahan, and certainly the way that his big time supporters feel about him, that yes, they give him some benefit of the doubt that other coaches don't get. Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, and I apologize to you last week when this happened, but you came in and you made the comparison and I tried to rebuke it. And then I said, I went home, even sent you a text. Wow, I see what you were talking about. But how is, and I got to be careful here. Rest in peace, Don Nelson. But he got his flowers without winning at all because of his creativity, his innovativeness. Isn't that what we're watching with Kyle? Isn't that his specialty, his offense, play calling scheme, the ability to uplift an average quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo, take Mr. Irrelevant to the Super Bowl, pay him and make him in to what he is now? Wouldn't that mimic like the Don Nelson, why he got his flowers, although, not winning it, and Kyle still has a chance to win it? Wouldn't I say that parallel that you brought in last week is kind of...
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Don Nelson did his job for 31 years. And in 31 years, over 31 years, he proved himself to be an unbelievable mind. He never won a title, never got to the finals. Did he ever have the best team? I don't believe so. Like, Shanahan's coached 9 years. He's been like, this is the thing that, and I don't really want to get into who's a better coach, but Harbaugh was here 4 years and went to a Super Bowl. Shanahan's been here 9 years and gone to two. Like, that's the same ratio. That means had Harbaugh stayed here 8 years, he would have gotten to two if you do it that way. And what I'm getting at is if you extrapolate Harbaugh and give him the same 4 years over eight, it's like he actually does compare quite well with Shanahan. But ask anybody, I got to believe 90% of the people are still going to take Shanahan. Well, to me, they're just two coaches who haven't gotten it done yet, but I feel like Shanahan gets elevated to a point that other coaches don't, who haven't won it all like he hasn't won it all.
Mm. I think there, I get your ratio component to this, but just off that soundbite, I don't think, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but I don't think he, said much extra in regard to, he's a hell of a coach. The proof is in the pudding in regard to the four NFC championship visits and the two Super Bowls that he didn't win and had a hand in losing them. So, I'm trying to think of another coach that's up there, maybe getting elevated, that hasn't done it, like you think Kyle is.
Nobody. There's nobody that – is there an NFL coach right now in the NFL who hasn't won a title who gets more praise than Kyle Shanahan? The answer is no. I mean, you bring up McDermott in Buffalo. I know he's not there. Yeah. Had a good run. Well, Kyle's better than him. Why? Well, because Kyle's gone farther. Okay. But, I do think there's something there with, Shanahan gets more breaks in terms of his failures than most coaches who've come up short like him.
Yeah, and I hold him accountable, me personally, because of what he had, especially when these guys are a lot younger. I'm going back to 2019, and then shortly thereafter where I came into, and a lot of people did, came into the NFL seasons thinking the Niners were the best team in football. And I fault Shanny for, certain stuff, play calling or whatnot, overtime rules, whatever you want on why he's ringless. But still, at the end of the day, I just feel like Steiny, he's one of the top three coaches in the league now, and that's just how I feel. And I think, now you're not saying Harbaugh said anything extra because that was kind of basic,
But there it is. You just said that Kyle's one of the top three coaches in the league. So automatically, he's better than John Harbaugh, who's achieved more than him. Andy Reid has achieved more than him. McVay has achieved more than him. So,
Sirianni.
That's kind of my point is, I don't know in what other sport we would say a guy's a top three coach when there's six coaches in the league that have achieved more than him.
Yeah, but your word, you know, Stani, is nuanced, and it's not like he's not had his team in the big game, and the Niners have had their chances to actually get it done. They didn't, but then you come down my road sometimes when I put people above certain people, players, coaches, because of the bling.
Right. What I'm getting at is Shanahan gets talked about like he has a Super Bowl ring. That's the way I do feel. Like, and you know, cavalierly, like, you know, obviously, oh, Shanahan's a better coach than Mike McDonald. Okay, but why do you say that? Like, well, why would people say that?
But if you were, if
McDonald
we were to do a deep
has
dive,
achieved a higher level,
and
of
he
coaching.
Beat him on the way twice, so. I mean, there's something there to where somebody said, I would take McDonald. I think I did it last week or this week to you. Like McVay and McDonald, while beating Shanahan on the way to the chip. Okay, this is a different iteration of the Niners for Kyle Shanahan, but who cares? They played eight quarters, and Mike McDonald, if you want to go off that ratio. And I mean, year two, Stani, like, man, that's impressive. So if somebody said that, I wouldn't fall out the chair that they would take McDonald over Kyle.
Right. But most people would be like, oh, Kyle.
See, I learned my lesson with our big – I mean, it was a hell of a fight, man, a debate with Andy Reid. I just did, and I lost that because he went on, and now he's got sitting with multiple rings, and I tried to put him in a box because of what he didn't do, but how many times he had got close, you know?
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Andy Reid was in Philly, I think, 9 or 10 years. Was it 12 or 13?
Five NFC champ. Go ahead.
And
one Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan is talked way better about than Andy Reid after 9 years in Philly. Kyle Shanahan has not received the criticism that Andy Reid received in Philadelphia, even though Andy Reid has had a very similar run in Philly for his first 10 years that Kyle has had here.
What's your leader real quick in the clubhouse on why you think that is? His dad? What do you think it is?
I think it has partly to do with his dad. I think part of it is the fact that, yes, he is a good coach.
Right.
He's a good coach. But I think that one of the bigger reasons is, and I don't know if he does it intentionally or not, but, like, I've been here for 9 years, and when Kyle Shanahan, it's always been about Kyle Shanahan here. I don't know why, but my perception is Shanahan has never been anything but the most important entity or personality or figure for the San Francisco 49ers, and I think he just has a way of making that so. I think other coaches are more willing to, bottom line, allow their players to take the credit. Mm. But Shanahan has a way of coaching where it's just kind of got to be about him.
Now, how about the market? Do you think the market plays into would Kyle be any more, which is crazy to me, but would he be on any more of a hot seat if he were in Philly with going to the Super Bowl, losing them twice?
Good question.
But if that were the case, I would tell that city or whatnot, like, don't forget what he's built and what he's done and how, like, and again, I know you, come on, Goo, that don't even sound like you. It does matter that he's gotten close twice and almost.
It matters more that he's gotten close twice than that Marv Levy got close four times. Marv Levy's a loser. No,
well,
he couldn't get over the hump.
But he's a great coach, man.
Okay,
right.
But that's not how he's remembered. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan is thought, like, no. First and foremost, Kyle Shanahan is an unbelievable innovator. Secondly,
maybe
that just
it.
Hasn't gotten over the hump.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Mm.
I just do. But that doesn't mean he's not a great coach, and it doesn't mean I'd want him fired.
Right.
I'm just saying that I believe of all the non-Super Bowl winning coaches, for whatever reason, I just don't think he takes the hit that other coaches take.
I don't like him.
Now, the shout out Priest. I got to be careful here. The Niners, win a Super Bowl last year. We all know that, right? But Steiny, in my gut, it almost feels like they did in the sense that they won 12 games and a road playoff.
This is what I'm talking about.
But you know, I'm the guy, I come down this road, I'm fair. Like, so you know, I'm not over here in rose colored glasses or I'm on the Kyle Shanahan payroll. You just think that's too much, even if the coach's name was Jim Brown, huh?
Like, he had a good year coaching last year.
I would say, it was great with what they had to endure.
Okay. Did anybody else do a great coaching job last year of a team that only won one playoff game?
Well, I just look at the situation and the standard in Kansas City where they didn't even qualify of injuries, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they also have a quarterback that is a little bit different than Brock Purdy, I would say.
So let me ask you this. If you could grab the mic at a luncheon right now, and go up and say something about Kyle to the masses, what would you say? He's you just think he's getting too much praise for not having a chip?
Yeah, exactly. Right. We don't talk about, like, people don't talk about Kyle Shanahan. Like, just looking down the list, who hasn't gotten it done? Jim Harbaugh, he can't get it done.
LaFleur.
It's like, I don't know.
Campbell.
Maybe I'm wrong. Let's go to Kay Bueno and Hayward. Hey, Kay Bueno, how you doing?
Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, Steiny, I'm riding with you on this 1,000%, man. I mean, love Shanahan. You know, the Niners have been brought back to prominence in the league as, you know, one of the top teams since he's taken over. Not going to take that away from him. But I do think, this reference of him as being one of the top three coaches in the league is overstepping a bit. I mean, yeah, he's certainly an innovator. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, see as an offensive calling coach, you know, that's, he's kind of riding the coattails from the times when he was an OC. You know, people were talking about him before he was even a head coach. Like, oh, he's the next great mind in the league. And yeah, he certainly is offensively, you know, a hell of a caller, hell of a coach too. Yeah. He's done a lot with less, as we saw just recently last season, but, you know, as Herm Edwards say, you play to win the game.
Right.
And there's other coaches that got to the top of the mountaintop, and that Shanahan's not there yet. So I think him being put in the same class as like the Andy Reeves and the McVays or even McDonald. I mean, McDonald right now has got his number.
Yeah.
So I mean, Shanahan, he's been getting figured out by these other coaches. So for us to kind of put Shanahan as like one of these top coaches in the league, I think he's slowly descending a bit from there because other coaches are passing him up. And yeah, we're still remaining competitive and he's certainly turned us around. But until he gets that chip under his belt, he's kind of going to be a 1A next to these other coaches that are top tier.
I appreciate the call, Kay Bueno.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm being true blue, Steiny. To the core. I think it was Monday. You and I had this conversation. You might have been gone. It was Evan and I about where we ranked Kyle, and I just was uncomfortable, and I didn't do it. And I put McDonald and McVay ahead of him. And, you know, that's just how I feel because I feel so strongly about getting it done. But also, when you got the component that you can add on both coaches while getting it done, when they did, went through the Niners, that matters to me. But then I turned around and said, hey, you know, if you ask me who do I want coaching my team out of those three, it would be Kyle.
Right. So, exactly.
But
so
on the rankings, I stay true.
Well,
like,
so you have it both ways. I mean, like, you're kind of doing exactly what I'm saying. And, again, if you think Kyle's a better coach than those guys, like, that's fine. But, like, here's
he's
another
not
thing.
As accomplished.
Here's another. Okay, so we're like, I'm fascinated by Shanahan's relationship with his quarterbacks and how much he trusts certain quarterbacks and how much he doesn't trust other quarterbacks and what he didn't let Garoppolo do and slowly but surely what he's letting Brock Purdy do more and more of and what he didn't let Trey Lance do any of. And here's the thing I don't think there's some quarterbacks that he really wants to cut. And people go, look what he did with Matt Ryan. And I'm sorry, it's like, that's irrelevant. He was an offensive coordinator at the time. Right. He was not a head coach. He did not have the personality he has now. He did not have the power he has now. So he was an assistant coach that had a really good quarterback in Matt Ryan, and he got the most out of him while he was an assistant coach. So as an assistant coach, he couldn't have coached him, this a guy like Matt Ryan, as an assistant. He could never a guy like that as a head coach. He just couldn't, because he's 10 years in now, and he's got a way to do it. And if you don't want to do it his way, you're probably not going to be the quarterback.
Now, what about this? Because I just want to bring this up. Even though he was a coordinator, and I'm not saying you're saying he's getting different type of treatment, but it kind of sounds like that. People still have called, when we talk about Kyle, that choke job of 28-3, even though he wasn't head coach, people bring that up on Kyle.
So are you arguing, like, you think Kyle Shanahan doesn't get overpraised? Which is just fine.
I think it's
almost glaring at this point.
Do you think a lot of it has to do with, playoff record?
I think it has a lot to do with that. He's a damn good coach.
Like, outside of the Super Bowl, his playoff record is 9-3. Without the Super Bowls. I'm saying if you take...
Okay,
everyone holds the two playoffs. Losses against
okay,
him.
Okay.
As well they should.
No, agree. Do you think that he's a better head coach than Mike Tomlin?
I got my answer.
I mean... Go ahead. What's your answer?
I was going to say yes.
Okay. And that's, like, I'm not sure we do that.
Mike Tomlin's 8-12 in the playoffs.
I know. But
he has a ring.
Right. I'm not saying you can't have Kyle better than Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the fact that we elevate Shanahan up into Tomlin's group is something that we don't normally do with guys who haven't gotten it done. Like, if somebody said, who's a better coach, Mike Tomlin or Marv Levy? I think everybody would say Mike Tomlin.
I would need some time. Like, 4 trips to the Super Bowl? Like, Marv didn't slip down.
Okay, didn't Tomlin go like 20 years without ever going under 500? I think Mike Tomlin's a better coach than, and it's not just because of the one Super Bowl, but the one Super Bowl to me is what people point to.
Now, what about, tell me if this matters to you and Evan, what about when a coach has an expertise on one side of the ball, and it's obvious that Kyle's brilliant.
Then he's Norv Turner.
On offense. And you know what I mean? Like, I think that goes into why maybe we look at Kyle, you know, to your point, a bit more. But I'm just looking at what he did to help Jimmy Garoppolo and now Brock Purdy. Two visits to the Super Bowl without a Big Ben. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, I can't unsee that, Stoney, and he's a part of it. I'm not saying the dude's perfect, Kyle, but, man, how many coaches can do that? That makes me, you know, give Kyle more credit. Like, you are bringing something to the table. Okay. And McVay, like, if you told me you take McVay over Kyle, I have no problem with that.
Well, you shouldn't.
Right.
You shouldn't because he's got a better regular season record.
I got you.
Almost as good as a postseason record, and he's got a Super Bowl.
And I don't want to hear the regular season head up. Remember,
But what I'm saying is, I'll bet you a lot of people would be like, I'll take Shanahan over McVay. Oh, really? Okay. All right. I mean, I just don't know how you arrive at that unless you're like, I'm basing it on regular season head-to-head.
Right.
Okay, well then it's probably Shanahan.
Well, he does have a better record against him head-to-head.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the only way anybody takes Shanahan is if you say...
Regular season.
The regular season. Well, it's like...
The NFC Championship don't count.
Is that what we're really going to use?
No, I'm not, and I don't.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Our football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. That segment was also brought to you by Ceramani Ford.